This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Yo, 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 big time correction to make there in that open. It's the writer from Patriots Football Weekly.
I am
flying solo this week, Paul Perillo with you, while the boys will try to tell you that they're handling all the hard, heavy lifting out in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Yes, but Betty Rubble would be one of them. Andy Hart, Eric Scalavino, bringing you everything there is to know out at the Scouting Combine. They're blogging like crazy. I will give them credit. They are working very hard in all seriousness. And
no,
lots of stuff
lies
going out there,
you
and
are,
I do want to throw out there.
This is liar.
Everybody knows this is the Roster Report podcast because it's Friday, and this is what we do on Fridays here. What did you say? February 26th, right? Yeah. See, when you're by yourself, you don't have everybody remind you of what the date is and stuff like that. But Doc is here to keep me on my toes. So it is the Roster Report podcast, but I do want to mention, keep an eye out on that on the PFW blog, because Andy and Eric are updating that vociferously. And
nice Eric word.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in honor of Eric, and I think I even used it incorrectly, because I think I meant voraciously, not vociferously, because that would just be, well, in Andy's case, that would work, because that's just loud, and that's Andy. But one thing of note, Nick Caserio spoke today out in Indianapolis, and Andy and Eric were there, and I believe there is some transcript to that up on the blog, but there's also the audio of that interview available on Patriots.com, so you guys might want to take a look at that as well. But, of course, you do that after you listen to this riveting Roster Report podcast that we have. And for one of the rare times, we actually do have a little bit of roster news to report this week. And it started off right away on Monday when the Patriots made the decision to place the franchise tag. And I say place the franchise tag, not slap the franchise tag or hit him with it. They placed the franchise designation on Vince Wilfork. And by all accounts, both sides are okay with it, because there really seems to be a genuine desire on both ends to get this thing resolved in terms of a long-term contract for the future, to keep Vince Wilfork here in Foxborough for the foreseeable future. And we had the Patriots release a statement as part of that, you know, first and foremost talking about the desire. They said that he was the first priority. There's been a lot of proposals and counter-proposals that have gone back and forth, and conversations are ongoing. And it ended with you know, the Patriots declaring that they are hopeful that Vince will remain a Patriot for many years to come. So that was a good sign. The Wilfork camp immediately responded to that by putting out a tweet on their Twitter account, basically saying the same kind of stuff. We understand this is a business, and we understand the whole franchise situation and the procedure, but that they hope that it's been done with the right, for the right purpose, and that is to continue the negotiations for a long-term deal. And that seems to be what everybody wants. Even Robert Kraft weighed in Indianapolis on Wednesday, I believe, saying that he felt that the deal was close. So stay tuned for more news there on the situation with Vince Wilfork. But I do think, in terms of slapping a franchise tag on a player and all that contentiousness, we haven't seen any of that. This has been really cordial, really professional, and I think there is some hope there that something can get done. But they also, the Patriots, that is, made a move on Wednesday, and this was kind of a curious one, I think, that caught a lot of people by surprise and sort of raised some eyebrows. They signed veteran wide receiver David Patton on Wednesday. Now, Patton, you know, I'm sure all Patriots fans remember his contributions here in New England from 2001 through 2004. He was a pretty big part of a couple of titles in 01 and 04. 03, he was injured, didn't play a whole lot that season. I think he only had 9 catches. But he has been a fairly productive guy, and he played 54 games for New England. 44 of those were starts. And he caught 165 passes for 2,500 yards, 16 touchdowns, and added 15 more for 174 yards and 2 touchdowns in the postseason. And we both remember those 2 postseason touchdowns. We all remember those postseason touchdowns very well. One was in the AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh in 2001 when Drew Bledsoe came off the bench. That's one of my favorite plays ever. Doc, I'm sure yours too. And he also caught a touchdown pass from Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, in Super Bowl 36 against the Rams. So some memorable plays for David Patton. Obviously, no one will ever forget the triple play that he turned in Indianapolis in the regular season that year when he ran for a touchdown, caught a touchdown, caught a 91-yard touchdown, by the way, and also threw a touchdown pass. So that was quite a feat for him, and that was on October 21st, 2001. But I think, and we talked about this, Fred and I, yesterday on PFW in Progress, you might ask, Paul, what's your thoughts on that David Patton signing? What do you think on that? And since there's no one else here for me to bounce that off of, I'm just going to answer the question. I'm going to pull a Mike Felger and ask and answer my own questions. So I was a little surprised by the move. Patton was not in football at all last year. He played for a couple of years in New Orleans. He also played a couple of years in Washington since leaving New England. But last year he was in, I guess, training camp with Cleveland, did not make the club, and was out of football last year. I would like to think that as the Patriots, wide receiver situation is pretty dire, I would agree, but I would like to think that you could pick up a veteran receiver who actually was in football last year that may be in better position to help out the club than David Patton. So I'm not sure this is a long-term thing, and by long-term I mean into even all the way into training camp and as part of the 2010 Patriots. I'm not sure that he's part of that plan. But Fred brought up a point yesterday on PFW in Progress about his leadership and his knowledge of the system and whatnot. And leadership was a bit of an issue, I think, last year in all regards. And you have no Wes Welker. You do have a Randy Moss. But we'll see how that all unfolds this season. I think that he could maybe possibly come in and help you during the course of the spring and in camps and maybe help out some of those younger receivers. But I think, personally, and I have a lot of respect and admiration for David Patton. I think he's a terrific guy, and he handled himself very professionally here.
I think
it's a bad sign if David Patton is on the active roster of 53 come the first or second week of September, whatever those final cuts have to be made. I think that the Patriots need and should expect better than David Patton. But those are the roster moves to report, Will Fork and Patton. But I do want to touch quickly on a couple of other things. First of all, the entire Patriots community was saddened to learn of the news of Mosi Tatupu's death on Wednesday, I believe. News of his death came down. And, Mosi was one of those guys that didn't do all the glamorous things. He wasn't, a 1,500-yard rusher or a guy who caught 70 passes and scored a whole boatload of touchdowns or sacked the quarterback or anything like that. But he was a lunch pail guy, and I think that in New England, those are the kinds of guys that really ingratiate themselves to the fan base. And with Tatupu, he really did that. And we all remember the old Mosi's Mooses section of Schaefer Stadium. Actually, Schaefer, Sullivan, Foxborough, he played in them all. So the Patriots community was certainly saddened to learn of his passing. And at the age of 54, that's far too young to be losing one of our own. So the Patriots situation there is certainly unfortunate. But I wanted to pass that along as well. And real quickly, I got a release today. I'm not sure all the details here, but I think as part of USA Football, they are setting up a Mosi Tatupu Memorial Fund. And I'll just throw out real quickly as I'm looking at this release. To learn more about that, I would check out USA Football. And I'm looking for a website that I can't see.
I think it's usafootball.com.
Is it .com or .org? That's what I was wondering. But it is definitely the organization is USA Football. And you can send, if you want to send information for that, there is a link to the Mosi Tatupu Memorial Fund. So you might want to check that out if you're a big fan of Mosi, and certainly a lot of his former teammates weighed in about his career and his situation. But one of the real good guys in the Patriots, and he's gone at the age of 54, so that's unfortunate. So I did want to pass that along. Also, maybe not specifically related to the roster, but Randy Moss had some interesting comments that Fred and I talked about on PFW in Progress as well.
Great cash, homie.
And when Andy and Eric were still here on Tuesday before they left for Indy, he talked about he thinks this is his last season here in New England, 2010. He won't be back in 2011. He made the comment that the Patriots don't pay. And by that, I don't think he necessarily was meaning that the team is cheap and they don't like to pay any salaries. He did specifically mention that he has already been paid. He had a $9 million contract, a 3-year, $27 million deal, an average of $9 million. And he doesn't expect to get anything near that again. So because of that, I think he feels 2010 will be his last in New England. Who knows? It might be our last of any kind of football for quite some time, depending on the way the CBA shakes out and whether or not there's a lockout in 2011. But I did want to pass along that about Randy Moss, and Robert Kraft also weighed in about that and was sort of supportive. I don't think there's any contentiousness or maliciousness on the part of Moss there. I think that's one of those things. I think he was being brutally honest and expressing his feelings. I think he would like to be back, but I just don't think he thinks it's realistic to expect that he will be. So that's kind of the story here for the Roster Report podcast. I do, before we wrap this puppy up, I do want to mention when Andy and Eric return, which is on Monday. We'll be back to our normal schedule next week, as we always are, with PFW in Progress on Tuesday and on Thursday from 12 to 2. But we also will debut our first draft podcast, Draft Prospect Review.
Where Sweet.
Doc, what do we do with the Draft Prospect Review?
Preview.
We preview the prospects coming up in this year's draft. We'll probably start that on Wednesday with a basic overview of the combine. We'll get Andy and Eric's thoughts on that, and that'll be a way to sort of kickstart our draft coverage, which people have been clamoring for weeks now.
And you can look for a familiar new voice in that that podcast open.
Okay,
you'll just have to wait till Wednesday.
I will. I'll be waiting with bated breath, as they say. But until then, that's going to put an end to our Friday and our week here at Gillette Stadium in a very windy, stormy. That's a very appropriate song for the way it is. The weather outside is just, you know, miserable, but thankfully it's rain and not snow, which evidently a lot of the Northeast Quarter is getting, and we're not. So I suppose it could be worse. I also think I blew out my Achilles last night, Jason. So
YMCA basketball gets you again.
Yeah, and I was off to a good start, too. I had 6 quick points, and it went downhill quickly after that. But anyway, until next week, we will we'll be back. Peace out.
Sometimes I feel so insecure.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.